Hi everyone, this is Julie Salam. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. I wanted to do a video for you, actually an audio for you today, that's a little bit different, especially if you're in business. And this is something that you might relate to, whether you're in business as an entrepreneur, whether you're in the corporate world, or whether you're doing your own thing, it doesn't matter. But just as a human, this is something tonight that I want to talk about that's been, because I'm quite the spiritual person. It's what I do, it's how I live. And I have become very acquainted with what I'm going to discuss with you tonight. But I have not heard a lot of people talk about what I'm going to talk about. And that doesn't mean, though, that it doesn't happen to a lot of different people. And so, what I wanted to do tonight was to go over how you may be experiencing spiritual attacks. Now, I don't mean spiritual attacks as in anything evil or that sort of thing. What I'm talking about is simply fear, doubt, frustration. When things are not going your way, what happens? How do you handle it? And how do you cope? And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because I have learned throughout the years that usually there's a pattern to how this works. And now that I can recognize the pattern, I can get out of it a lot faster than I used to. Because believe me when I tell you, this can really bring you down and throw you for a loop if you don't know what it is and you don't know how to respond to it. Now, I'll take the example of an entrepreneur because that's what I am. That's what a lot of you listening are. But as I said, this can be for anything in your life, any change that you want to make. It could be for weight loss. It can be for spirituality. It can be for your job. It can be for your business. The point is, you have decided to go in a different direction. Okay. Let's just say you want to lose weight. Let's just say you're an entrepreneur and you want to take the business in a different direction. You want to try something a little bit different or completely different. And you're like, okay, I'm going to make a plan. And I'm going to decide, I've decided I want to go in this direction. Let's see what happens. Now, what happens is you decide, and then you put your foot forward and you start to step into it. And then all of a sudden, you get attacked. And when I say attacked, I mean by doubt, by fear. And you start to hear all these voices like, who do you think you are? You're not good enough to do that. Do you really think you can do that? How are you going to lose 50 pounds? Really? I don't know how you're going to do that. You've tried before. You weren't able to do it before, remember? Or if you're an entrepreneur, you know, it's really difficult to do things differently. And, you know, you've got kind of a good thing going now. So why are you trying to change gears? It's very difficult. And you start to hear all these thoughts in your head, and it can get so loud that it can actually stop you in your tracks and push you back. Back to where you, before you even made the decision, it's like, you know what? That is too hard. I don't think I can get to the gym 5 days a week. I can barely get there once a week. I am kidding myself. I shouldn't do this. Or, you know, yeah, things are not doing great in my business, but I'm kind of, you know, scared to try something new because what if it doesn't work at all? And then I've put all this money and this effort and this time into a new direction. And if the direction doesn't work, what's going to happen? I've wasted all that time and energy when I could have spent it, you know, on the other side and maybe, you know, made more money. So I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't try to branch out. Maybe I should just kind of stay where I am. And at this point, it's really about growth, right? This is about you growing as a human. A year and a half ago, I was looking at myself and I really decided, you know, I was way too heavy for the way that I really wanted to be. I didn't realize how big I had gotten. And that's what happens because we see ourselves the old way. We don't realize 5 pounds, 10 pounds, all of a sudden that's 20 pounds. And then, oh my goodness, you're way beyond where you thought you should be. And then you look at yourself, you know, you could be walking by in a mirror, or you're trying on some clothes or something, and something happens. And it's like, oh my gosh, I hate the way I look. I don't feel good about myself. And I don't want diabetes, and you start to worry about your health and all that. And so, you know, I decided I want to look a certain way. Okay. You can call it some of it's vanity, some of it's, you know, obviously for health reasons. And I made a plan and I had all these pictures because I'm very visual. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I changed everything about what I ate, how I exercised, how often, everything. I was on it. Like, I would not eat anything that was fattening. I was really, really good for a year and I lost all the weight that I wanted to. I lost like 50 pounds and I've kept it off, which is awesome. But I had that pushback of, you can't do this. Who do you think you are? You're already too big. You're never going to get back to where you were. Well, I got back down to a size 4 and I was a size like 14 and I hadn't been a 4 or even a 6, even an, I think an 8 was the smallest I'd ever been in the last 10 years ever. So to get down to a 4 was like, whoa. And then you get, you're too skinny, but I won't go there. But anyways, but the blowback in my mind was crazy. You can't do this. How are you going to do this? How are you going to sustain it? You're going to have to change your whole life. Oh, it's going to be so hard. And what I did was I just blocked everything out and I just did one step at a time, one day at a time, right? One meal at a time, one workout at a time. And I didn't think about the rest of the week. If I thought ahead and thought to myself, oh my gosh, if I have to work out 5 days a week and do an hour, you know, of cardio and weights, how am I going to do that every single day? I was like, I didn't do that. I just thought about today. Okay, just today, we're going to go to the gym. Once I'm at the gym, I know exactly what to do. Cool. Don't worry about tomorrow, right? Well, the same thing, but it's even scarier in business. And I say even scarier because money's involved. Now, your health and your money, obviously health is more important, but it's crazy because I know a lot of you listening will think it's very much, you know, money is just as important as health, right? Especially if you're an entrepreneur and you're doing your own thing, like I am, like you may be, or you want to do your own thing. So what happens is you have an idea. I want to go in a different direction. I want to try something new, or I want to try, and I'm ready to just do this, start my journey as an entrepreneur, or I want to change gears. And then all of a sudden you get that fear, that doubt, that confusion that I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm smart enough. What if this doesn't work? You lay in bed at night sweating and it's awful. Now, what happens is over time, this has happened so many times to me that I realized something very, very important. This is the most important thing I'm going to say in this whole time that we're together. So please remember this. If this is the only thing you take away from it, please take this to heart. Everything that you hear is bullshit. Okay. You can accomplish anything you desire. You can be anyone you desire. And here's the most important part. Anytime you decide to step into your power and you start to get attacked, that means that you are closer than you think. And I tell my clients, your hand is on the door. And all you have to do is turn it and walk through. And on the other side is the change that you seek. And what happens is your brain is wired to keep you safe, which means to keep you where you are. Its job is to keep you exactly where you are because that's where it's comfortable, right? So all of the fear and the doubt and all that stuff that comes back at you when you decide to step into your power, no matter what that looks like, will all be in a pattern of you going, okay, either I'm going to step back and I'm not going to move forward, or I'm going to move forward. And I don't care what any of this fear and this doubt, I'm just going to keep on moving forward. And I say, keep moving forward because this is all crap. And you are so close to change. Now, the closer that you get to this change and this breakthrough in your life, the louder this will be for you. Okay. But if you know that, right? That's an edge that you have. So now when I see this for myself or any of my clients, I'm like, oh yeah, this is totally normal. Happens all the time, right? It's your brain trying to keep you safe, right? And you're very close to your transformation. Keep going. Ignore it. I'm like, really? I'm like, yes. But if you don't know that, this stuff will push you back and it will really send you for a loop, right? And it can even come in the form of other people. You may tell somebody like, oh, you know, I think I might want to do something different with my business. I'm thinking about moving in this direction, you know, and I'll talk to somebody like my sister and she'll be like, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. That's kind of risky. Or I don't know. Is that going to take, you know, a lot of money or a lot of time? Or no, maybe you should think about that. Listen, You have all the answers within. Do not look outside of yourself. It's good to talk to other people about their ideas, you know, if they think that this is a valid idea or not, because obviously you don't want to go bananas and go off half loaded. But at the same time, you want to express yourself in any way you see fit, right? So when you step out into your power and you want to step forward, no matter what that looks like, you will get pushback and resistance, fear, right? And everything, every excuse under the sun, I can't do this. I don't know how. I'm not sure. Know at that moment that that's just your fear talking. And you are so close because you've already formulated how you're going to get there. Push forward. Don't lean back. Push forward and keep going because you are a sentient being that is vastly, vastly talented. And you can do and have anything you want in life. You can be anything you want and anybody you want, right? You're the only one that has to believe that, nobody else. That's why I say all your answers are within. So many people, when I meet with them, especially the first times, like, well, I've been looking online and I'm looking, you know, here and there. And I'm like, stop doing that. All the answers that you need are within, because the way and the path to you being successful in business and in life that we teach is completely different and much easier for you as a human, because it's all about getting you aligned with your gifts, right? And centered. So it's all about you just bringing out the best in you and what you're really naturally good at. So it's not a hard stretch. So if you are experiencing fear, doubt, frustration, you want to try something different, but you're afraid, know that one, you have all the answers within, and two, that you can do it. And three, this is just your brain trying to stop you. You're closer than you think. Keep going forward. Because on the other side of that is everything you've ever wanted. And when I say everything you've ever wanted, I don't mean just money, right? Because we all know at this point in time, usually most of us, that it's not about just the money as an entrepreneur. It's about you being happy. Because the very first question that we talked, you know, and we discussed with you, if you didn't hear the very first video that we put up, was who do you want to be? And so I'm going to keep asking that question, right? Who do you want to be? Because you could be in business for quite a long time or at a job for quite a long time or doing your own thing, but that doesn't mean that you still like it. You may be doing something for the last 20 years, but you've changed so much in 20 years, even 2 years. You may be doing something only because of the money. You may have no passion for it anymore. Maybe you had a passion for it when you started 20 years ago, but now, do you still have a passion for it, or are you just doing it for the money? Would there be something that might be more in alignment with who you truly are that would make you happy? Because the happier you are, the more successful you'll be, right? Because the more lives you'll touch, because it's something that you can't fake. People know right away if you love what you do or you're just doing it just to get through it. I love what I do, right? I love helping people. I love helping animals. I love speaking to animals. I love helping people see that they are talented when they think that they're not, because they are. You are. Everyone listening, you are supremely talented. You're a divine sentient being, right? You're a spark of God, no matter what you believe, whether it's Lord Shiva, no matter what you believe, spirit, whatever you believe, you have a divine spark within you. That means you're not just a human, you're different. And you have a gift to give to the world and share with the world. And if you haven't figured that out yet, that's what we do with the Brave Academy. We help you get aligned with your gifts and find that spark and put you on the path to make you happy again, right? That's what it's about. That's what it's always been about. Who are you? Who do you want to be? You know, if you were sitting with spirit right now, the most infinite being in all of the realms and all of the world, and could have anything that you wanted, and you were asked that question, who do you want to be? What do you want to do? Would you have an answer? Or would you go, I don't know. I'm not sure. I would urge you to think about that. This is your life, whether you're 20, 30, or even 50 or 70. It doesn't matter where you are, what you've done, how old or how young you are. You still have time. And as long as you have time and you're still on this planet breathing, you still have something to offer the world. Whether it's your thoughts or actions, monetarily through philanthropy, whatever it is, right? Every one of us has gifts. But I will tell you, something magical happens and you will transform when you are in alignment with your gifts. And then, holy cow, things start coming to you because now you're in alignment and now everything starts lining up and everything changes. And then all the doors start opening. So for now, please do know that whenever you want to change gears, whenever you want to step into your power, and then you've got fear and all these things come up for your mind to stop you, it's just a pattern. You're super close to what you want to happen. Push through, keep going, don't stop. You're important. We need your gifts. We need your light to shine. And if you need help, that's what we are here to do, to bring you into alignment with who you truly are, the divine sentient being you are, all of your gifts, and help you be unshakable. And I know we say this, but I'd like to say it again. If I had this in my 20s, I'd be a totally different person today. Now, the reason that I didn't have this training was, one, because it didn't exist, but two, because this was placed on my heart by God maybe 7 to 8 years ago, right? The Brave Academy. And I call it the Brave Academy because I live my life so much in fear, right? I was a people pleaser to the point where I even chose my career around what other people wanted for me only because I didn't want to make waves. So I basically went to school to be something I didn't want to be, hated it when I got out right away, knew it was not a fit for me. And then from then on, it was all about, okay, well, I'm going to make other people happy because I have to put money on, you know, on food on the table through money. And I learned a lot. And now I know the reason that I was not able to have this training was because I had to go through all these trials so that I could understand where you are. Because by me being so unhappy in the corporate culture and not sharing my gifts, right, I learned how frustrating and unhappy and just, it was terrible. It was like every day faking who I was. And then this last time when I got laid off, it was like a blessing. Like, thank God. Okay, now I'm going to do my own thing. And now I love what I do because I can help people and I'm being my authentic self, right? So I went through all those years of corporate and being very professionally, very unhappy, extremely unhappy. But now I understand where you are, whether you're an entrepreneur and unhappy, whether you go to a corporation, be unhappy, whether you have your own small business, no matter what it is, I understand because I've had all that. And I'm here to tell you, switch gears, right? You have one life. This life goes by very, very fast. Switch gears. Sorry about that, guys. That's barking. All right. I will let you go on that note. Everyone, the Brave Academy, the links are below, and we're looking forward to seeing you soon. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.